This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Maya Tan, and you're listening to Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Today, my guest is Anna Maria, whose art is not on canvases or hanging on walls, but on the human skin. Piqued your interest? Well, Anna is skilled in the art of mendi, which is a traditional art using henna to decorate the hands of brides. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Maya. Thanks for having me here.
Tell us how you got started with mendi.
Well, I was exposed with henna art since I was 8, but things got serious when I did my postgraduate degree. I came to KL, so my classes were at night, so I had a lot of free time, and one of my classmates fell in love with all my sketches and my art. So she helped me set up a henna, and yeah, that's how things went about.
Right, and so you're an art graduate?
No, I'm a psychology graduate.
That's really interesting. So your background was in psychology?
Yes.
And are you able to make connections between art and the psychology of things, you know, the psychology of the people who like different kinds of art, for example?
Like, for instance, like, I love my sessions because my sessions are very personal. I have it like one-on-one with my customer. So it's very private in the sense that they actually open up and tell me, and I feel like somewhat it's like a counseling session as well, not just art basis.
Right, yeah. So you're a little bit of a therapist as well.
A little bit.
Apart from making people beautiful. So tell me about the art of mendi. You know, what's involved?
Well, basically, okay, now it's much more diverse. Well, mendi, at first it started to be like the color of the henna is usually just orange and more to its red. Mm-hmm. But now we have more plants, which is like I use wasma. Wasma is another type of plant which is similar to henna, but it extracts bluish color. Mm. So that is actually my black henna.
Right.
So yeah, black henna is not really black. It's actually dark blue. Mm-hmm. But I mix it with my henna base to make it look like it's black. So
very interesting. Yes. And how did you learn how to do this?
Just trial and errors. Many trial and errors.
Really?
Yes.
So you didn't like, you know, learn from a mehendi guru or anything?
I wish I did. I so wish I did. But yeah, everything is self-taught. Like, it was just based on my passion from start.
Okay. And who are your typical clients?
Okay, I do get a lot of bridal henna that I have to do, but most of my customers would be like the tattoo customers, surprisingly. They would come to me with their designs or ask me to design something. So have a henna like on them to see how it works. Then only have it tattooed. So
right.
Yeah, I do get customers like that.
And tell me about what's required in the entire process. So, you know, what raw materials do you buy? And then what happens when a client comes to you?
Basically, my supplies, I get it from India and Arab. So I get it in a raw material, so I mix them up. So it starts from making the cone. And the customers that come to me, usually they know what they want. Mm-hmm. But I rather customers who do not know what they want. Mm. So I can recommend them, teach them about the art. Like, this is what you should have. Like, if you want it in this side of the body, this should look good. You know, like that kind of advice that I could give to my customers. So, yeah. Mm.
And tell me about your designs. You create your own?
Yeah, most of my designs are by myself. And it's fusion from many cultures. So it's Indian. It's also like Arabian and the many, many styles. I do Polynesian, Maori, a lot of tattoo styles as well.
Mm, yeah, that was what I was going to ask you as well. You know, like, do people come to you with tattoo art? You know, people who are too chicken to get real tattoos, do they come to you and say, can you just do this for me? You know, because yeah. I don't really know if I want a permanent tattoo.
Yeah. I have regular customers that come and call me just so that they can have the same design at the same place at all times so that it looks somewhat like a tattoo.
Wow.
So my designs, because of the colors that I use, they do not look like the typical henna designs that you can get in, you know, the roadside.
Just so the orange color,
yeah,
right?
No, mine is never just the plain orange. I try to make it as intricate as possible.
Mm, so how far can you go when it comes to, like, you know, realistic tattoos? Are you able to put in blues, greens, yellows, reds?
Yeah, recently we've just been experimenting with colors. So I have like blue, green, orange and pink.
Mm.
Henna. So yeah, it's been great. Those colors has been like selling well.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And are they all natural?
Yes,
the sources
all of
are all
them.
Natural.
I make sure that the henna that I use is natural. And yeah, I have to say, like, people buying black henna outside, there's no such thing as black henna.
Okay.
So if you come across black henna, it's not black henna. It's just chemical colors mixed with henna paste or something.
I see.
Yeah, you have to buy like the real henna, which is wasma. Wasma is another plant for henna.
Uh-huh.
So that one is the darker shade of henna. So yeah.
I see. So people should be careful and more
very
discerning.
Very careful. Yes.
Okay. And what are your price points like?
Okay, for wedding packages, usually it starts from 350.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes for both hands and legs, and the cost for the transportation for me to get there, since I do home service.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest depends. Like, I've done full backs. The price goes from 350 to 500. It depends on the design and the size.
I see. Okay. I also read about Mandy being used to decorate the shaved heads yes. of cancer patients,
yes, yes.
which I think is really interesting. Yes. So have you ever thought about using your art for good causes like that?
Yes. I love art. I mean, basically, when it comes to charity or anything to do with charity, I'm all up for that. So henna being applied for cancer patients, I think it's a very good idea because it creates a lot of positive emotions for them, and them battling for cancer, I think... Yeah, I mean, this will be a good exposure for them as well. Actually, how I started doing henna was that I used to henna my dad's head. I mean, he didn't have cancer, but he was just bald. To have henna on your head is very nice. I mean, hair is something like a crown for people, right? So
yeah.
When you don't, like, have hair, I mean, you have, like, henna, it somewhat creates a positive attitude to the people, especially cancer patients, so... They don't feel left out in that sense.
Mm. Typically, how long does it take, like, when you do someone's back or hands or the legs?
Okay, the longest project that I've done is called Project Ophelia. And that took me 5 days, 12 hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a full nude henna.
Wow.
On a woman's body that I did. So,
right.
Yeah, that was...
Was that an art project?
Yeah, that was. That was one of our biggest projects last year.
What's the weirdest body part that you've ever mandied on?
I don't think I can say it in radio. But yeah, I've hennaed every part of human body now.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting very interesting visuals right now.
This one time I hennaed a pregnant belly, a
mm-hmm.
woman. She was pregnant 8 months plus.
Okay.
So while I was doing her belly, the baby was actually kicking on the side. So... The baby actually knew that, like, I was drawing on that side. So when I was hennaing on the other side of the belly, she was kicking on the other side. So that was interesting for me as well as for the mom. So yeah, very good exposure, even for the baby.
Must have been a lovely experience.
Yeah, it was fun.
So where can people find you?
Okay, I am in Facebook. My Facebook page is called Anna Henna. And I also have Instagram. My Instagram name is 4NN4Henna.
Anna, the henna artist, you can find her on Facebook and Instagram. This is Careers Unusual, and I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.